Hello everyone, my name is Amanda Lang and I want to show you today a little thing about setting up the particle photon device. There's an example of the device right here. This is what it looks like when you get it in the mail, and it says on there it's a tiny Wi-Fi development kit. I use this to make my first little IoT project, which I call the Spouse Alert, which I posted about on my blog, secondtruth.com. So if you want to check out like a little project that you can make with this, it's pretty fun. I just want to show you the basic unboxing and how to set this up, so that when you get one, you know what to do and you can get inside and get started right away. So when you first open this up, you're going to see this is what it looks like inside the box. It's got a little chip. It's got this in here. It has the USB and parts. And then it's got the device itself. It's on a breadboard, which you can see when it first comes in the box. It's got this little chart that tells you exactly how to use it and how to set up. So it gives you a lot of information up front. If you're curious about information about the breadboard, there's a really good video on Channel 9 from Stacey Mulcahy that shows all the workings of a breadboard. Here it actually has this little piece of paper on there. When you get started, you can actually peel that off, or you can follow the instructions directly on there if you want to. Now, I've cheated a little. I've got two of these, and I've already got one that's kind of unboxed a little bit. So I'm going to bring that one up just to show you. Inside here, you've got these parts. These parts inside this little box here show you what you can do with it as a very beginner starter project. You've got the LED light, you've got a couple of resistors here to use. And then here's the device peeled off of the board, so you can actually just pop it out. When it's initially on the board, there's a little bit of like, you kind of got to wiggle it back and forth a little bit if you want to pull it off, so just keep that in mind. When you push it on the board, you got to push it down nice and firmly, make sure it makes contact with all those wires underneath the board, because the wire underneath the board has to be sure. So you want to push it all the way down when you make contact. Now, in order to get started with it, you've got a USB port right here in the back. You can actually just plug in the USB cable that it comes with, which is this guy right here. Plug that into the device, and then you can plug that into any source of power. So I just happen to be on top of my Surface right now, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to plug that USB right in, and it's going to start giving power to the device. Now when you see the device, it's going to have a flashing light on it. The flashing light indicates the status, and when it starts flashing cyan, that means it's found the internet and is ready to go. Now when you initially unbox this, it's not going to do the cyan. It's going to flash different colors, so it's not going to find your internet. So that's what you have to do in order to set it up. You have to actually set it up using the kit, using the instructions in the kit. And it gives you the website to do this right here on there. It says just go to Spark.io. Or now it's now Particle.io. But when you initially set it up, you may actually have it in listening mode. So if you push this little tiny button down, there's a couple little tiny buttons on it. You can see that there's a reset and then there's a setup. If you hold down the setup button, it's going to start to go into listening mode. Now there's a couple different ways to set it up. So this is actually an Android device. I know, it's crazy. But I'm going to show you what I have. So I've already got one. It's a particle core that's set up. So if on the Android, I can actually hit plus and I can add a new device. So this is a photon. So I'm going to add that to mine. And then it's going to set it up. So it says if it's in listening mode, which it is, it should try to find it. It hears it. So it sees that. And it's going to connect up. So while it's connecting, it's going to try and find the device on the internet, and I'll show you in screencast another method of getting it to connect to your Wi-Fi.
So what I'm going to do here is set up the particle using my computer. I'm going to show you how to set the Wi-Fi up here if you don't have the app on your phone. If you want to set it up using Windows, one way to do it. First thing you're going to need to do is install the particle drivers. Now you can get those from the website, it's particle.io. When you download them, they're going to be in a zipped up folder. And then you just unzip that folder and you're going to see those drivers, all the different drivers for the different particle devices. So there's the electron, the photon, and the spark core, which is the older particle device. After that, to actually set up your device, you need to go into your device manager and you're going to have to find the device online. So here's the device manager. This is going to show it's actually going to be living on a COM port. So I'm just going to go down to ports. Actually, and it's going to open up. Mine usually ends up on COM3, and that's where you're actually going to install that driver. So if you update the driver software, browse to where you saved that software, that driver software that you downloaded. It's going to be probably in your downloads folder. It might be somewhere else. going to go ahead and go to my downloads folder. And right there. And I'm going to open up the particle drivers. That's going to find all those Windows drivers, and then it's going to update from there. And when it's done, it's going to install. That's going to be your install. And then it's going to update. It's going to say you installed the Photon device. Because that's the device that's plugged into my computer right now. At port COM3. So now I'm going to hook my device up using PuTTY. That's just a client that will allow me to connect directly to the COM port. So here's the PuTTY configuration. You're going to click on Serial. And then remember I said it was on COM3? So if I open up COM3, it's going to open up a connection directly to the device. If you hit the I key, it's going to give you the device ID, and that's going to tell you the unique ID for your device. If I hit W, you won't see it on the screen, but it's just going to say it's going to connect to your router. This is the name of my connection at home. It's called Jivo. We're just going to connect using the router security, which is WPA2. So I'm going to type the 3 for WPA2. And then I'm not going to show you my password, but you would type your password in, and then that would connect the device directly to your internet. And it's going to be connected via Wi-Fi, and you're going to see that flashing cyan light.
Now, no matter what method you use, whether it's via the app or via the computer, when you see the Photon is flashing this color, which is this light blue or cyan color, that means that you're connected up, and now you're ready to flash code using the internet directly to this device. It does not have to be plugged into the computer. It's using your Wi-Fi. So this is just a power cable. If you want, you can plug it into the wall or a battery. You can get power to it that way. All that matters is you see this flashing cyan. That means it's getting signals from your Wi-Fi internet. So I hope you get started hacking, and I hope this is really fun. I think you can make a lot of cool stuff with this, and it's a really easy way to get started in the Internet of Things.